A statement from Sodexo says the company is changing its definition of full-time employees to avoid potential penalties stemming from the rollout of the new federal health care law. Critics of the plan say it will hurt workers. Denise Youngblood is a history professor at UVM and president of the faculty union. She says, while the union doesn't represent the workers, it stepped in this week as an advocate for other employees on campus. Youngblood says UVM's food service workers are in an especially difficult position because they are employed by Sodexo, not the university.
The problem for them is that they're the most vulnerable employees that we have on campus. They don't have any of the protections that UVM offers to its own employees. And so there's, frankly, fear about stepping forward.
The faculty union pointed to a clause in the university's contract with Sodexo, which says the company cannot make any substantial changes to benefits or working conditions for UVM food service workers without university approval. And the union wants UVM President Thomas Sullivan to defend the workers against the benefits cuts.
I think the university administration is the only entity that can really make a difference here. That's why we are calling on them to take a stand for the Sodexo employees.
State Senator and UVM Professor Philip Baruth also made complaints to the Department of Labor. Commissioner Annie Noonan says the loss of benefits, quote, does not appear to violate either the law or contract. At UVM's crowded student center this week, President Sullivan said he wasn't sure if the university could stop Sodexo.
No, we have not approved the changes, and we're looking at the contract, which is a Sodexo contract, to see whether or not that authorization is even a true statement or not.
With Sullivan in the midst of his third semester as UVM president, some faculty see this issue as a test of his social justice philosophy. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.